blessed deliverance. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of John, chapter 17. John 17. I'd like to look this morning at one verse, verse 16. This is the glorious great high priest praying for his own. John 17, verse 16. Our Lord says, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." You know, as we pray, we're ever mindful of our frailty. If you want to know how frail you really are, for a believer, now I'm talking about a believer praying, let him try to pray. Let him try to approach the Lord, as his heart truly desires. I want to pray. But I know this. The scripture bears out. We know that the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Why? Because we know not what we should pray for as we ought. I don't know what to ask. I don't know what to say. I'm always so ashamed because I know that He knows. He hears. Scripture bears that out. The Lord said, when you pray, you enter into your closet. Pray to your Father in secret. And the Father that seeth in secret is going to reward you openly. Scripture bears out that prophets have come to those that have sought the Lord and told them, "The Lord hath heard your prayer." Oh, well, what comfort as we read these blessed words and realize that this is our Lord making intercession for us, never deviating. I try to pray, you try to pray, and honestly, we admit we deviated. We began to think of things that just, not Him. It's my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. He who ever liveth right now, praying for his own. And here is the great high priest, the one who takes, hears, and presents the prayers of the saints and presents them before the throne with his own merit, the incense of his own merit. How thankful I am for that. That I can truthfully say, and you that know Him can too, say, "Father, for Christ's sake, hear my prayer. Father, for Christ's sake, hear my petition." Let's listen to the intercession of our dear high priest as he expresses the very need of his people. I would not even know to pray this. But for the grace of God, I wouldn't know to ask this. But He does. And here's what He says. "They're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world." You know, He had just prayed that in verse 14. Look at 14. "I've given them Thy word, and the world hath hated them because they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world." Now, you know, from him saying that in verse 14 and then saying it again in verse 16, there's a couple of things that we know. Number one, I know this. That prayer needed to be prayed. You know, he told us, you have not because you ask not. That prayer, those words, needed to be said. You think the Father knew that his people are not of this world? Sure he does. But it has pleased the Lord through prayer that we pray, that we ask, that we, with importunity, ask again, ask over. We need to be kept from the evil of this world. We're not of it. The Lord reveals in verse 14 that the world hates us. That's what he said. He said the world hath hated them because they're not of the world. Even as I'm not of the world. The world hates that which is not of its own. Hates it. So I know it needed to be prayed. And secondly, I know this, that we're taught that divinely ordered, divinely blessed repetitions in prayer are not wrong. Now I know that the Lord says that vain repetitions, empty, vain repetition, repeating the same words over and over as the heathen do. Lord says, don't do that. Don't, when you pray, don't pray with vain, empty repetitions, because the heathen thinks that they're going to be heard for their much speaking. When I pray, when you pray, I'm sure I express your same thoughts. There's many times that I'll catch myself praying for the same things over and over and over. Praying, as I've told you, praying for you, calling your names, praying for my children, praying for my grandchildren, praying for this country, praying, God, give me grace. Lord, settle my heart. Teach me. As your pastor called to this place, Lord, teach me. Help me. Lord, direct my thoughts. Direct my words. Bless. Our Lord repeated himself. But you know it wasn't vain repetition. So I know this, that asking in a way of importunity, asking, is not wrong. Vain repetition, but that earnest desire, even when it's repeated, is set forth by our Lord, be right. But don't be ashamed. I mean, when vain repetition, yes. Just words. No heart. But if the Lord's given you a heart to pray, pray for one another. Pray, asking God, bless this word. I pray that the Lord bring forth fruit today. I know this, that he's promised. He said, my word's not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. I know that. Therefore, based upon his word, I can with confidence say, Father, for Christ's sake, bless your word today. Lord, bring forth fruit in the calling out of your sheep according to your eternal purpose. Those that you've everlastingly loved. Those that you've chosen in Christ. Lord, have mercy. I can pray that with confidence. He said, I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I can pray, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy upon us. Considering those words of our Lord, that we're not of this world. That's what he said. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. How is that? Let's consider how. How are we not of this world? Well, obviously, we weren't born differently than anybody else. I mean, there's none good, no, not one. But does the potter not have the right to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. Does he have the right to do that? Sure he does. A being born in Adam, we're all the same. There's not an ounce of difference. We all came forth from my mother's womb speaking lies. We're all born as an unclean thing. But something by the grace of God happened. Those that the Lord everlastingly loved, those that he chose before the foundation of the world, placed his affection upon eternally. When it pleased God, he was pleased to cross their path through the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the glorious message of God's grace found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it pleased God, those that were not looking for him, like Saul of Tarsus, like me, like you, we weren't seeking God. No man seeks after God. Almighty God, in mercy and power, stopped us, crossed our paths, and gave us a new heart, gave us a new mind, revealed himself to us through the preaching of the truth, the preaching of Christ. Now, by the grace of God, there's a new man created in righteousness. And we're not of this world now. Now, he eternally purposed it, but something happens in time. We're not of this world. Being born in Adam, we were dead in trespasses and sins. But now, we're alive spiritually in Christ Jesus, unlike the world. Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. We're not of this world. Ephesians 2:1 says, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Dead likes to mingle with dead. Life mingles with life. God's people want to be with God's people. Thanks be unto God. I want to be here. I want to meet with you. I want to be where the Lord is honored. I want to be where Christ is preached. I want to be where God Almighty is set forth as God. Believers have a new nature. One from above. One that has been spiritually resurrected through the preaching of God. Turn to Ezekiel 37. I love this passage of Scripture. There's passages that just my heart's stirred by them. And one of them I read the other day. Those two on the road to Emmaus when the Lord revealed himself to them. And the confession of those two after the Lord had spoken of himself in all the Scriptures. And they said, didn't our heart burn within us? This is another one right here. Ezekiel 37. Listen to this. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Ezekiel 37:1. Carried me out of the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? I think about that as God's preachers stand and proclaim the truth of God's sovereign grace. Here's the question to every God-called preacher. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, here's the only answer an honest man will give. Lord, thou knowest. Can they live? Oh, Lord God, only you know. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. This is the confidence that we have as we preach. These bones can live if God gives a new heart. I can't. What am I going to say? They're not of this world. Being born again, we're not of this world because a believer has a new master. A believer is different because he's got a new nature. He's born from above. He's got a new master. Who was the old master? Well, turn back just John 8:42. John 8:42. Let me show you who this is now. This is every man, every woman born in Adam comes forth with this master. And until Almighty God calls them out of darkness, this is their master right here. John 8:42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. I can say this on the authority of the Word of God. To love the Lord Jesus Christ is to love the report that God's given of Him. To love the Lord Jesus Christ, Neil, is to love the gospel. It's the gospel of God. It's the gospel of Christ. If God were your Father, you'd love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Man won't hear it because he can't hear it. You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. God's people hear His voice. Here is the setting forth of the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ as it is blessed by the Holy Spirit to God's people. Here's the Word of God. Here's God's voice. They hear my voice. They hear Him speak. They follow me. And He said, I give unto them eternal life. They'll never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The regenerated sheep have a new master. Look at Jeremiah 31:33. Jeremiah 31:33. They have a new master. They have a new Lord. Jeremiah 31:33. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Spiritual Israel. God's Israel, spiritual Jews. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. God's people are not of this world, but they've got a new nature. They have a new master. And thirdly, the believer is not of this world because he has a different hope of salvation. Not of this world. Philippians 3. Here's the Apostle Paul speaking. Philippians 3:3-9. He said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. I can tell you this. There's a confession of a believer. We worship Christ Jesus, God-man, Christ Jesus, deity, humanity. We worship, we have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Now listen to his credentials. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness which is in the law, blameless. I've said before, boy, that's a high order right there. Before God's law, I have no blame. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. His faith that He wrought out in perfect obedience before God as our representative. The righteousness which is of God by faith, in which we believe Him. This is what we do. We believe God. And we believe that in which we're robed is His righteousness imputed to us. You stop and think. Here's my salvation. When He died for me. I laid down my life for the sheep. He put away my guilt. That means I have no guilt. I have no sin to answer for. To say I have no sin, I'd be making God a liar. But to say that I have sin to answer for, no. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. Why do I have no sin to answer for? He bore it all and put away all of our sins. Cast them as far as the east is from the west. Thanks be unto God. When I deviate now, when I miss the mark now, here's my salvation. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. I have no debt to answer for. I have no guilt to answer for. A sinner, that God Almighty has put away the debt of my sin. And then He's robed me in His righteousness. His righteousness. Mine, Frank, is filthy rags. And I know it. I know it. I know it. But here's my salvation. He paid my debt and He has robed me in Himself. And I stand before God Almighty accepted. And here's the last part. Here's fourth reason. We're not of this world. We have a different destiny. We're not going to the same place the world is going to. Revelation 20, verse 11. I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them, that is, to hide. We'll all be there. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things. The dead without Christ. Dead spiritually. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. According to their deeds. According to their professions. According to their free will. According to all of those things, Paul was listing all those things he trusted in. according to their walking down the aisles and being baptized for salvation, speaking in tongues for salvation, accepting the Lord, free will for salvation. They were judged according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead in hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I don't want to stand before God based on my works. Not for salvation. No. But look at Matthew 25 in closing. Matthew 25, 31. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, goats on His left, on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, these that He's everlastingly known, those that He's chosen His Son, those that Christ died for, the sheep laid down His life for, those that the Spirit of God effectually called out of darkness, His sheep, those that He told the Pharisees, He said, you don't believe me because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. The sheep, the chosen, God's elect. And how thankful we are. Paul says if He hadn't left us a remnant, a small seed, we'd all been like Sodom and Gomorrah. But God in His mercy and grace chose to show mercy to some. Let men raise their hands in rebellion against God and say, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. I've said before, fair. If Almighty God, who is just, was fair, He'd put us all in hell. But God, who loved the order of this world, the world, God so loved the world, He loved the order, the arrangement, made man. And purposed He was not going to let mankind perish. Sent His only begotten Son to die for His sheep. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Let me say this. This is what God has to say. All of us came forth speaking lies. All of us were born dead in trespasses and sins. That's what God has to say. But God has to say, I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. And I'm going to have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. And it's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but it's God that showeth mercy. And Almighty God, in His mercy and compassion and grace, is going to call His sheep out of darkness under this message right here. And those that He calls and gives a heart to believe Him, they're going to believe it. And they're going to rejoice in it. And they're going to say, I am what I am by the grace of God. And if He leaves me to myself, or if He leaves you to yourself, we will go out of this world not believing God. And in that day, we're going to stand before God. And He's going to separate sheep from the goats. And I can tell you, all of the weeping and wailing and trying to justify what I thought or what I didn't thought is not going to make one bit of difference. Let God be true, and every man's a liar. Here's what God has to say. They're not of this world, as I'm not of this world. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.